In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Today is the first Sunday after Pentecost, and thus Trinity Sunday, a Sunday when a lot of rectors allow their associates or curates to preach. I don't have that luxury, so here we go. It's also affectionately known as Heresy Sunday, because it is incredibly difficult to talk about the Holy Trinity and not inadvertently fall into heresy. Anytime we try to give an analogy, the Holy Trinity is like a shamrock, or like a candle, or like an apple, or like water, or like anything. It falls into one of the classic heresies, modalism, Sabellianism, all these kinds of things. Because we are trying to describe God, and you can't do it. We are human beings. We are creatures. We have been created. And we cannot adequately talk about our Creator. Now, we say something because we do want to magnify and glorify the being that created us, the being who saves us, the being who sustains us. But to try to put any of that into human words, no matter what the language, will always fall short. In Sunday school, we were talking about scientific models and how they can describe reality and are sometimes helpful, but they don't really grasp the fullness of it. And if we can't use human words to describe human things, how are we possibly supposed to describe God? And after all, the task is impossible. We have to hold together ideas that fly apart at the slightest jolt. The fact that there is one God, something established for millennia for us. There is only one God. And yet, as Christians, we know Jesus Christ to be God. That Jesus is somehow fully God and fully human. And yet is not the only God, because Jesus prayed to God constantly, taught us to pray to our Father who art in heaven. And so there's two parts to it at least. And then, as if that's not complicated enough, Jesus and the farewell discourse of the Last Supper in the Gospel of John talks about sending another, the Comforter, the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, who will come and be with us and is God as well, and yet is not God the Father and is not God the Son. So, have at it. We've got one God. We've got God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. You explain it. Don't bother. You can't. We've been trying for thousands of years. It took us centuries to get to the point where we can even say that there's one God, but three persons, one being, and yet three others. We can't even use adequate words unless we separate out God too much or join God too much together. We just hold in tension the idea that there is one God and that God is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, co-equal, co-eternal, and yet different and yet the same, and you can't explain it. You can't even wrap your head around it. And if you think you have, you're wrong and you've fallen into heresy. I mean, that's just the way it works. We can only tell when we have a wrong answer. But what we do know, what has been revealed to us through the grace of God, is that God is somehow this trinity of persons and yet unity of being. And why that's important, why that matters, is because it allows for the doctrine of the incarnation. That the second person of the Holy Trinity could be incarnate in Jesus Christ. That Jesus can be fully God and fully human. And because of that, can fully save us. Can fully sanctify us. Can fully justify us. One of the arguments back in the early days of the church was that Christ could not redeem what Christ was not. That if Christ were not fully human, he couldn't fully redeem our humanity. And yet if Christ were not fully God at the same time, he also couldn't fully redeem us. And yet he does. And although we can't explain it, we can't put it into words, we know it to be true that we are redeemed of God through Jesus Christ. And it also means that the God that we worship, the holy triune God, is within God's self a community of persons. That before anything else, God was a we. And being created in the image of God, we are created to be we. We're created to want and need and love each other. None of us is created to go it alone. We're created in the image of a triune God. We're created in the image of a God who is in and of God's self a community. That's why we have the church. It's why we gather here on Sundays. Not because we want to show off our clothes or look pious or anything like that. It's because we are created to be here with each other. We're created to worship in community, a God who is community. The doctrine of the Holy Trinity, although it doesn't explain God, it helps us to grasp a small glimpse of a partial understanding of the nature of God. That little bit that we can perhaps grasp, that God is meant to be in community. And then when God became incarnate, when the second person of the Holy Trinity took on human flesh for our sake, it allows us to be in communion with God and with each other because we have been redeemed. Because Jesus is fully God and fully human. That what we have, our substance, our being, has been made part of God. That when God adopts us as children, that we stay adopted, that we're made part of the family, that we're brought into the community. So no, I don't understand the Holy Trinity. I don't understand the incarnation. I don't understand the nature of Christ. But I thank God for it. The little bit I can grasp, the little image I can see, tells me, as we just sang, that God is love, that God loves us, and God wants us to love each other. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.